0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Clemson Tigers on the Associated Press All-American team. Braves fall against the White Sox. Ohio State names Julian Sayin their starting quarterback, and Auburn to retire a former starting quarterback's jersey. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show, Tuesday, August the 19th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We got a lot to do today. Dr. Milt Lauder is going to join us at 7:25. We'll get our moment with Milt, our sports and performance psychologist from Amplos.com. 8:05, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com. We're going to see where the Gamecocks are in preparations now. They're inside of 2 weeks to go, Clemson, I should say South Carolina and Virginia Tech. We'll talk about that. Get to some of the NFL, including last night's exhibitions, preseason game. They don't have exhibition. Preseason game. Get to the Major League Baseball scene from last night. Get to the Associated Press All-American team, the quarterback news, injury news across college football. Got a lot to do here on a Tuesday. And the gentleman that will guide us through it, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Good to be here.
Good. It seems quiet without landing the last couple of days, doesn't it? I don't have to look over and see any Red Sox stuff. That's one good thing, but miss a little fella, big fella.
No eyesores over there for you.
Yeah, no Boston Red Sox eyesores, though. How was your Monday?
I had a good Monday. Good. It was a busy working Monday. I got a lot done. It flew by. It flew by. I'm looking forward to another productive and fantastic day today.
I love it. I had an excellent Monday as well. I was with the Emerson Rose Heart Foundation golf tournament up at the Cliffs of Glassy, and spent the day there and helped volunteer a very, very small piece of what they're doing. This organization is amazing. And when I left last night, they had raised $97,000 yesterday. So that's great. And now there's going to be some families that will be able to take an infant with a heart defect and hopefully go down to MUSC and get that all fixed, and what a great deal there. They affect so many of them. So that was a great day. The best part of yesterday was obviously all the money and all the family, but meeting these little heart warriors, and these kids who have been through surgeries, and meeting our listeners whose moms and dads who have been through surgeries. And had one gentleman said that has a 3-year-old twin daughter, and she's had her third surgery, and now they've got full clearance, and she's going to make it, and everything's all fixed. And man, that's just hearing that kind of stories. Isn't that awesome? The other thing that was awesome yesterday was I probably met 20 to 25 people, I'm guessing, that came up to me and said, man, listen to the show. It takes so much for someone to take time out of their day to come up to you and say, man, love listening to you. Appreciate you've been doing it for years and all. It really, really takes a lot for somebody to come and do that and say that. It's very nice of them. So that was a lot of fun. and you know, kind of makes you feel good about what you're doing every single day. So that was a lot of fun there too. But what a great organization, and really proud to be a part of that, and want to be a part of that moving forward. So good folks there, and with Jason, Susan Smith, and what they're doing, and David Isle, what they're doing, really good stuff. We had a great time there. Segment two today, what are we going to do?
I want to talk about the quarterback situation. I want to start by talking about the quarterback situation at a certain ACC program.
I can't wait. I had a topic come up today, yesterday during the show. And the golf professional there is a University of Kentucky fan. And he was telling me how, like, season ticket sales are so down at Kentucky right now. And I said, well, don't worry. John Summerall from Tulane's going to come back home. Mama's going to call, and he's going to get Kentucky football back to where you belong. You're going to finally do the right thing and fire Stoops, and you're going to hire Summerall, and things are going to go great for you. And he said, that's great to hear. And he talked about how – and look, Kentucky's is a gold mine of a football program. The basketball program hampers them a little bit, but the expectations also hamper them. But, man, when they're good, it's a tough place to play, and they can do so much better than they've done. And when they get the right guy in there, they're going to explode. And I think they've got the right guy waiting in the wings. I feel like that. But it led me to believe, like, where are these programs right now? And, we're, you know, just give a quick little blurb across, not a win game blurb, but like a blurb of, you send me your team, I'll tell you exactly what I think of them and exactly where they are and where they're headed. Where they've been the last couple of years, but where they're headed and what you should feel about them. And I will tell you, if I'm a Kentucky fan, I feel great. Not about 24. I mean, not about the 2025 season, but about 26. Because our guy's coming, and he's going to save the program. And it's something that not a lot of people would be thinking about right now, but if I'm a Kentucky football fan, like, I'm on top of the world. And to be honest with you, I'm going to be a huge Tulane fan this year. You know, I want to watch Tulane football and feel that I'm going to watch their offense. I'm going to watch their defense. And I'm going to find out everything I can about Tulane football. And then find somehow, somewhere that John Summerall doesn't take another job and that we hadn't wasted an opportunity on this. But you know that he's a Kentucky grad, by the way. He played linebacker at Kentucky, is the reason I say that. And he's a guy that at Troy, first of all, he's 32-9 as a head coach in 3 years. And at Troy he was 12-2 and 11-2. And had them ranked, by the way, at the end of the 2022 season, 19th in the country. He was 23-4 at Troy. He goes to Tulane last year, goes 9-1, 7-1 in the conference. And goes to the conference championship game, I think I'm right with saying that. And turns around there, you know, or has a great year at their program. And he played at Kentucky. He's 43 years old, played at Kentucky. He's coached at Kentucky. He's a GA. He was inside linebacker coach at Kentucky and the defensive coordinator at Kentucky. He's coming home. You got to bring him home. So I'm the only person in the world that's high on Kentucky football, but not for 25. I'm talking about 26 and beyond. So we'll do that. We'll go over your program where you are right now. Well, it looks like. So send that in for your win game stuff. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to segment two. Clemson, five players, AP All-American team. You had Cade Klubnik, Peter Woods, first-team All-Americans. Blake Miller, Antonio Williams, T.J. Parker, second-team All-Americans. Clemson tied with Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Alabama, and Pittsburgh with two players on the first-team list and the most players on the first and second-team list with five.
I'm sorry, did you say Pittsburgh?
I did say Pittsburgh. Huh. How about that? You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Desmond Reed, by the way, their all-purpose player, is their player on offense. And linebacker Kyle Lewis, who's a beast, is a first-team guy there, too. I'm still waiting on somebody to explain an all-purpose player to me because we don't line up any all-purpose players. We do have kick return specialists. We don't have any all-return players there. Anyway, our all-purpose players there. So I'll go over the whole list here. And tell you, but Clemson has the most on the first two teams and tied for the most on the first team. Quarterback Cade Klubnik, first-team All-American. Running backs are Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame and Nicholas Singleton from Penn State. Tackle Spencer Fano, who Clemson flirted with and had a decent chance at getting, who's now at Utah. And Caden Proctor at Alabama. Guards are Olivia Vega Aone from Penn State, and Armaj Reed Adams from Texas A&M. The center's Jake Slaughter from Florida. Tight end Eli Stowers from Vanderbilt. The wide receivers are Jeremiah Smith, Ohio State, Ryan Williams, Alabama, Jordan Tyson, Arizona State. All-purpose players, Desmond Reed, Pittsburgh. Kicker is Dominic Zveda from Michigan. Defensively, edge rusher Dylan Stewart, South Carolina, Colin Simmons, Texas. Peter Woods, defensive tackle from Clemson, Zane Durant from Penn State. Linebackers, Anthony Hill from Texas, Whit Weeks from LSU. We'll see him in a few weeks or 2 weeks. And Kyle Lewis of Pittsburgh. Cornerbacks are Leonard Moore from Notre Dame and Jermaine McCoy from Tennessee. Safeties, Caleb Downs, Ohio State, and Dylan Thiemann from Oregon. Defensive back, by the way, it's got to be nickelback because we got two safeties, two corners. Michael Taft from Texas. He's our defensive back. He's like, well, we already got safeties. Anyway, punter Brett Thorson from Georgia.
I guess that's like the all-purpose player on offense.
Yes, yes. Even though you got two corners, two safeties, and three linebackers. What? It would be a good defense. You play 12. Play 12 on offense also. Second team, Garrett Nussmeier, LSU. So AP All-American, number one versus number two. First team, second team in Death Valley coming up in a few days. Running backs, Mikey Hughes from Oregon, Isaac Brown from Louisville. Glad to see him getting a little bit. Tackles are Francis Maioga of Miami and Blake Miller of Clemson. Caden Green of Missouri and Keelan Rutledge of Georgia Tech. Center is Parker Brailsford of Alabama. Tight end is Max Clair from Ohio State. Wide receiver, Antonio Williams of Clemson. Second team, edge rusher, T.J. Parker of Clemson. And DJ's little brother, Mateo Ugalele of Oregon. Defensive tackles, Tim Keenan, Alabama. Christian Miller of Georgia. Linebackers, Terran York of A&M. Harold Perkins Jr. will see him from LSU. And Aiden Fisher from Indiana. Cornerbacks, Chandler Reeves of Duke and D'Angelo Pons of Indiana. Safeties, Coy Perich of Minnesota. K.J. Bolden of Georgia. Defense back, Jalen Kilgore, South Carolina. How about that? And Ryan Eckerly of the punter from Michigan State.
I haven't seen him on the all-name team, but that's really close to being fish. It's almost Coy Perch from Minnesota.
Perich.
I'm gonna add that to my list of best names for the coming season.
If I would say it right, it'd be Perich, but yeah. Coy through that. So that's that. Quickly, baseball last night, Braves got pounded by the lowly White Sox. White Sox 45-80 now. But not a good outing for Strider. Spencer Strider last night falls to 5-11 with 5.24 ERA. Three innings, 10 hits, 7 earned runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, 2 home runs. He gave up just the 3 in the first, or 3 in the third, and 6 in the fourth. Couldn't get out of the fourth. And it wasn't better for the bullpen. They looked bad as well. Anyway, the Braves lose. You had Profar hit a couple of home runs. And Harris continued to stay out. He hit a home run. Braves lose 13-9. Brewers over the Cubs 7-0. Tigers shut the Astros 10-0. Redbirds beat the Marlins 8-3. Pirates beat the Blue Jays 5-2. Phillies 12-7 over the Mariners. Orioles double up the Red Sox 6-3. Royals 4-3 over the Rangers. It was the Rockies beat the Dodgers 4-3, the Reds down the Angels 4-1, Guardians over the D-backs 3-1, and Giants down the Padres 4-3. So now Major League Baseball, I'll give you the standings that you'd care about. Obviously, Braves 16 back, 3 games back. Catch the Marlins, for goodness sakes. Get to 500, catch the Marlins. That's the goal. Yankees 5 games back, Red Sox 5 games back. Mariners, hottest team right now. They've lost 3 in a row. Most dangerous team. I heard that Buster only say that yesterday. Most dangerous team in the American League. How about that? Game and a half back in the West. And the Padres 2 back of the Dodgers. So that's the only two races, division races, within 5 games right now. Now, the wild card is going to be wild once again. That's why we have this. But we've got a 3-way tie for the wild card right now in the American League. And the Guardians are 3 back, and the Royals are 3.5 back. Cubs 4 games up in the wild card. Padres 2.5 up. Mets get the final spot. The Reds just 1 back there. and Cardinals five back. So we've got really basically four teams for three spots in the National League and five teams for three spots in the American League. A little bit on that one. Julian Sayin will be the quarterback at Ohio State. Is it just me? Is this weird? And I'm getting this later in the show. Is it weird that I've not seen Julian Sayin throw a pass yet at Ohio State? But I have and seen very little of Ty Simpson, but I feel better about Julian Sayin than I do Ty Simpson. Like, I feel like Julian Sayin would have beat out Ty Simpson in Alabama had he stayed. Is that weird? Like, I put all this faith in Julian Sayin, and I put no faith in Ty Simpson. Am I just that biased against Ty Simpson?
Well, I mean, we've seen what Ty Simpson has, and it's subpar.
Right.
And we're just going to have to assume that it's less than what Julian Sayin has. I mean,
Sayin last year was 5 of 12 for 84 yards, one touchdown, no big. You know what? In 1 year, he's thrown more touchdown passes than Simpson's done in 3 years. Matter of fact, Sayin played in four games last year against 2 for 2 for 61 yards against Western Michigan, 3 of 5, 23 yards against Michigan State, 0 for 4 against Purdue, 0 for 1 against Tennessee. But Julian Sayin, I don't know, I have more confidence in Julian Sayin than do Ty Simpson. And finally, Auburn is going to retire Cam Newton's jersey. So a couple hundred thousand dollars later, about to buy him when he couldn't buy players, they now retire his jersey. Short break. We'll come back and get segment two. Can't wait with Will Clinton. We return. Hey, I do want to tell you about Roosters, Roosters MGC. It is, man, I am way past time for a haircut. I'm looking like this shaggy. I got it now where I just got to slick it back because it's all in my eyes. It's like Shaggy Dog. I got to get over to Roosters. MGC, Men's Grooming Center, Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville. Go to the app, go to the website, make the appointment. 7-step facial, straight razor shave, back of the neck razor shave, hot towel treatment. Need to get mampered. Need to do it. Take your little fella. Get started back to school. Take your little fella over there. Get it done at Roosters, roostersmgc.com. Segment two with Will Clinton right after this.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles Floor Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate, you get the dealer discount, you get every available discount, military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Big thing at Tiger Sports. I know we had the Welcome Back Festival last night. Hope you, a lot of you got out there and did that. Hope you got the Lululemon sales event going on right now. Up to 40% off on selected styles for Lululemon. I didn't think we'd have that. The Clemson Pegasus 41 looked great. Jerseys look great. I told you the Dancing Bears and the Skull, the Grateful Dead stuff looked great. All of the t-shirts and the hats and I love the college vault deal. Like that old Tiger. Like all that stuff. And new arrivals are coming in. All the Nike sideline apparel looks awesome this year. Go by and see it. All the collections. The Southern Tides and the Johnny O's and the Cutter and Bucks and all that. You got it right there in front of you too. So see our great friends over at Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com. And in their 50th year, very proud to have their countdown clock once again. As I tell you every day now, Clemson and LSU, countdown clock. 10 days, 18 hours, 30 minutes, and 42 seconds to Clemson and LSU. Both locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, TigerSports.com. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
You did mention a couple of quarterbacks in college football that were making headlines yesterday. You did miss one.
Okay.
That's very relevant
right.
to us as, you know, an ACC school here in Clemson.
Right.
So, bear with me here. Jayron Kiwi Sagapulutele.
Yes.
Sagapulutele.
Yes.
How about that?
I saw this story. I'm glad you did that. Sagapulutele. Yes.
Whew. Just pretend the second one was the first time I tried.
Right.
A freshman who transferred from Oregon and UCLA, I believe. Was he committed to both?
I don't know. Let's see. I'll look it up. I guess I'll look it up.
Just Oregon, actually.
Okay. Now, the Moore kid went from UCLA to Oregon, so you got this kid come from Oregon to UCLA. It's a round, you know, it's a revolving door.
Yes. And that's exactly what I want to get into. So, Sega Pulatele was named a starter over Ohio State transfer Devin Brown.
Surprisingly for me.
Yes.
They went freshman over Devin Brown.
For a lot of people. Devin Brown was, depending on the outlet you're using, the number five quarterback from the 2022 recruiting class. Of those top 10 quarterbacks, you're probably going to get five of these right, maybe six.
All right.
I'm going to ask you, I'm going to see if you can tell me the top 10 quarterbacks from the 2022 class in which Cade Klubnik came out. I want you to tell me where they're at now.
All right.
I'll even tell you who they committed to.
Ty Simpson, Alabama.
Correct.
He's still at Alabama.
Correct. That's number four.
All right.
Number one, Drew Aller.
Drew Aller. Committed to Penn State. Silent Penn State. Is at Penn State.
Two for two. Cade Klubnik.
Committed to Clemson. Silent Clemson. Stay with Clemson. That's what quarterbacks do. Nobody transfers.
Three for three. I'll go with the number seven quarterback from that class, Gunnar Stockton.
Signed with Georgia, committed to Georgia, signed with Georgia, is at Georgia. Four for four, that's what they do.
Well done, sir. This is why you're going to get five. The fifth quarterback from that class, obviously Devin Brown.
Signed with Ohio, or committed to Ohio State, signed with Ohio State, is now at California.
Yes, sir. Here's where it gets tough.
All right.
Number three, from 2022, Connor Weigman.
Committed at A&M, signed with A&M, and is at Central Florida. No.
You're close. You're in the same conference. I didn't know this until I looked this up. University of Houston.
He's at Houston. Doggone it.
Connor Weigman.
And you know what? He's got some ability. Like, didn't he beat Alabama as a true freshman? I think he's the one that, when the kicker kicked the field goal down there, I think he's a quarterback beat Alabama. Could be wrong. He's got some ability, but it just didn't work out.
You might be right. I think that was the year before he got in there. I'll look that up.
Five or six then. Five or six.
Okay. Next we have Walker Howard.
Walker Howard committed to LSU, signed with LSU, and is now at Mississippi State.
So he was at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
But he recently transferred.
He is a human transfer. He's on his third school.
To the University of Louisiana Raging Cajuns.
There you go. Coming back home. Same thing with Weigman. He's going back home. He's going down a level. Couldn't play. Figured it out that can't play at that level. Can't play. Can't win with him. Can't do it. So goes down, but comes back home. I got it.
It makes sense.
I'm going to go with that strategy for a couple more here. We'll see.
We'll see how that works out.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. It's not going to work out for this one.
Oh, no. All right.
So next we have Nick Evers.
Nick Evers.
And if you'd like, I'll give you the school he originally committed to.
I know Nick Evers. Where did he originally commit to?
Oklahoma.
Yes. Yep. Didn't work at all there. Then went to, is he on his third school?
He is, yes.
Then went to like UCLA, but he didn't. And now he is at Utah State.
You're very close.
All right.
UConn. Same level of program in my
close.
Eyes.
Utah State, close, yes.
Signed with Oklahoma, transferred to Wisconsin at the end of his freshman year.
God, I remember that now.
Spent 2 years there, and now he's at
UConn.
The UConn Huskies.
For Jim Moore Jr., who does a good job there. We'll see.
Hey, stock up for UConn.
Yeah.
Two more left.
All right.
This should be easy. Malik Murphy.
Committed to Texas, signed with Texas, transferred to Duke and is now at UTEP.
It makes less sense than that, but same colors.
Orange and blue.
Orange and black.
Orange and black. So he's at Oklahoma State.
Even less sense. Oregon State.
Oregon State.
He took money to go to Oregon State.
And Duke came out better because they got the Tulane quarterback.
Yes, they did.
This is all great news for college football. Great news.
And finally, the number 10 quarterback from the 2022 recruiting cycle, Brady Allen.
Okay, first of all, Texter makes a good point. Texter 81 said, didn't Stockton commit to South Carolina at one time? Yes, he was committed to South Carolina. That's right. Brady Allen. Oh, help me. Let me pray to the quarterback, to the transfer portal gods. Transfer portal gods. Transfer portal quarterback guys, please help me with this. Brady Allen.
So he's from Indiana.
All right. Not Ohio State. I'm talking about where he originally signed.
Correct. Not incorrect for Ohio State.
Yeah. Brady Allen was it. Did he go like... Was he Texas A&M? Where was he?
He went to Purdue.
Purdue? I didn't know that. I had no idea. I totally didn't know that. And it didn't work out there. If it doesn't work out at Purdue and you're not good, like if it works out at Purdue and you go somewhere else, you can go to Notre Dame. If it doesn't work out to Purdue, Brady Allen is now the starting quarterback at Miami of Ohio.
He is not the starting quarterback.
He's not the starting quarterback.
But he
at Western Michigan.
He did follow the coach who recruited him to Louisville.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Really?
Law.
Well, I don't remember him at Purdue, to be honest with you.
I've never heard that name before in my life. But that just goes to show you.
Yeah.
Four of the top 10 quarterbacks are still at their schools and are, some of them very recently, household names. Everyone else.
Yeah.
Just jumping around.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. Zach. Calzada was the guy that beat Alabama, according to our texture, and now is at Kentucky. Whew. How do you keep up with this, man? Wait, I'm serious. I just need just one website, and all you do is quarterback transfers, and that's it. So you go to quarterbacktransfer.com. That's it. That's all you do. Now, you'll be busy. He's going to be the starting quarterback at Kentucky.
Good luck, brother.
He went to, how about this for Zach Calzada? A&M to Auburn to Incarnate Word to Kentucky. 4 for 4. Seriously, what in the world are we doing?
Just like we planned.
No wonder. You know who likes that an awful lot? John Sumrall, who's going to be the next head coach at Alabama. I mean, the next head coach at Kentucky. John Sumrall will do that. Because, man, that's terrible. He's got to be in the lead right now. At four, I'll look down the rest. What I'm going to do for the Power Five, I'm going to go over their starting quarterbacks, and we'll tell you who's if anybody's been at more than four places and see what that looks like. One you didn't mention, now that from that class, but Dylan Longren is now the starting quarterback at Boston College. You see that? Bill O'Brien recruited him down in Alabama. Did you recruit him in Alabama? He was at Alabama. He's another guy South Carolina's involved with now. He's going to be starting quarterback at Boston College. Are there any, like we mentioned the five guys earlier that actually signed with the school, committed to school, and actually you can take Gunnar Stockton out of that because he could change his commitment. The four guys that committed to a school, signed with a school, and stayed with a school. Anybody else do it? Quarterback at Boston College, transfer. The Cal kid is an original guy. Or did he didn't transfer, he didn't go to Oregon.
No, he was,
I think he committed to him, but backed out and signed with Cal.
Okay.
I don't think he ever went there. I could be wrong. Duke's got Tulane's quarterback. Florida State's got Boston College quarterback. You forget Haynes King was at A&M.
He signed with Oregon in December of last year. Enrolled.
Oh, that's December 27th. That's right.
And then transferred to Cal.
How about that, man?
8 days later.
How about that? NC State, C.J. Bailey originally signed with him. He stayed with him. But if he has a good year, he's gone, right? Pittsburgh's Eli Holstein started Alabama. Who's Stanford's starting quarterback this year? Ben Gulbranson, who started at Oregon State, now is at Stanford. How about that, man? So you got did Drones was a transfer. Yeah.
Drones was at Baylor, what? I believe.
Okay. Yes. And who in the world is starting? Oh, Wake Forest and South Carolina's old guy, Robbie Ashford, who started at Auburn. No, started at Oregon. Then went to Auburn. Then went to South Carolina. He's a 4-for-4 guy. How do you know, man? Like, how do you build anything? If you're a quarterback coach, offense coordinator, like, how do you know? So, in the ACC, you got Clemson and NC State are your two that they signed with the schools. Let me quickly do ACC. So, Ty Simpson, Alabama, signed with Alabama. At Arkansas, you got Taylen Green, who started at Boise State, now is at Arkansas. At Auburn, it's going to be Jackson Arnold or Austin Daniels. It's got to be Jackson Arnold, right? Got to be. Who's an Oklahoma guy. Lagway at Florida, who practiced, by the way, for the first time this week. He's been in a boot, but he's a guy there. Georgia, obviously, they got their guy. Kentucky has the A&M guy. Nussmeier signed with LSU, stayed with LSU. So that's one. Well, that's another one. Austin Simmons actually signed with Ole Miss and has stayed at Ole Miss. That's another one. At Mississippi State, you've got Blake Shapen, who was at Baylor. Never heard of her. At Missouri, your starting quarterback is going to be Pribolo, the guy from Penn State, or Pribola, whatever, from Penn State. At Oklahoma, you've got Mateer coming from Washington State. South Carolina, Sellers start at South Carolina. Tennessee goes out and get Aguilar from App State and UCLA. Obviously, you've got Texas and Arch, so that's four. A&M starting quarterback this year is going to be, I think, Marcel Reed, who can't throw it in the ocean, but he's an original A&M guy. And then Vanderbilt's guys, Diego Pavia, you know about him. So in the SEC, you got Alabama, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, South Kakalaki, and Texas and Texas A&M. You got eight in the SEC.
Which is very surprising.
Yeah, very surprising. So that's interesting. I enjoyed that segment, my friend. I'm glad I got stumped. I learned something. Brady Allen. Short break. We'll open up phone calls. I want to compare something. I had 2 hours of windshield time yesterday, and I heard something made me appreciate sports. Much more to this.
It's time for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Ingles. I am your new play-by-play announcer, Sam Jones, and alongside me for the year is Nick Costello. The first matchup of the season is a rivalry, Pickens versus Easley. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. with a kickoff at 7:30, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
My personal joy is found in working outdoors.
It's where I go for a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility, just to get my head together.
I really, really fell in love with South Carolina's wildlife.
Having a life scholarship through the SC Education Lottery was huge. It gave me the opportunity to do what I love and help make that impact right here at home.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club is celebrating their 44th football season kickoff with Faxon Childress and John Hite broadcasting live on Friday, August 22nd from 9 till noon at the Anderson Institute of Technology at 315 Pierman Dairy Road. Faxon and John will be interviewing Anderson County High School football coaches and key players, and you're invited to come experience it in person and while there enjoy free Papa John's pizza. Visit the Anderson Area Touchdown Club on Facebook or call 864-616-6471.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
Need a new financial institution? Visit any of State Credit Union's 20 branches. Need to buy a new car? Apply on State Credit Union's website. Need to buy a new home? Call State Credit Union's mortgage department. Need to pay bills on the go? Use State Credit Union's mobile banking app. No matter what financial service you need, you'll find it at State Credit Union. Learn more at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. NMLS number 478278. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Background singer. Hey, so the Tiger was there yesterday, and I wanted to tell the Tiger at the Mr. Rose Heart Foundation golf tournament, and I just want to say, like, why did anybody ask me to be the Tiger? I want to be the mascot. I just want to throw out a first pitch to be a mascot, and I could have been the Tiger yesterday at this event. Anyway, QC Kinetics, the last time that you went to the doctor, they might have said, you know what, we need to do some surgery. Last time we went to the doctor, said, we need to up these pain pills. Like, you know, we need to go into the scalpel. Well, look, let's get a second opinion on that. So if that you're getting out of bed and that knee or that back is screaming at you, you're walking up and down flights of stairs, and you make sounds when you move up and down stairs, and you make the getting up out of the chair, you make the grandpa sound. You know what that is? That's really good. All right, if it just all these joint problems are causing you to miss out on life, miss out on golf, miss out on swimming, or miss out on walking or running, or miss out on pickleball, then it's time maybe for a free consultation. The medical approach at QC Kinetics, they've helped thousands of patients so far. They've turned around lives. It's regenerative treatments that help your body restore their own health and repair damaged joint tissue. Natural cellular therapies and with no scalpels. That's good. No pills. That's good. And maybe long-term relief with no dreaded recovery. So bring your x-rays in. Bring your MRIs in. QC Kinetics. It's a free, no-pressure chat. Thorough evaluation. See if they can help you out. Worst-case scenario, you learn more about something new. Best-case scenario, you get your life back. Call today. QC Kinetics. 864-766-8454. Free consultation. 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. I had 2 hours of windshield time yesterday going over to Cliffs of Glassy. What a beautiful piece of property that is, by the way. So an hour over, an hour back. And I listened to 30 minutes of, let me back up. The reason I'm talking about this, not to get your thoughts on the subject matter, but to show you why I love sports. So, in sports, at the end of the game, at the end of the season, we know who won and who lost. Politics has become our new sports. I'm in the car yesterday, and I listened to 30 minutes of conservative talk about the meeting in Alaska with our president and president of Russia. Then I turn it over and listen to 30 minutes of talk. This is yesterday morning. 30 minutes of talk of the left and their thoughts about it. On the way home, I want to know what happened with the Zelensky stuff. With it. So I turn it on and I listen to 30 minutes of the left to begin with. Then listen to 30 minutes of the right. And what's crazy is it sounded like these people were watching four different events rather than two. And so can you imagine doing this in sports? Can you imagine? Last night the Braves got beat 13-9. Can you imagine turning on Sports Talk Radio today and saying, you know what, the Braves got beat 13-9. It wasn't very good. Spencer Strider actually gave up 10 runs and, or 10 hits and 7 runs in 3 innings. The Braves got behind, gave up a 6 spot in the third. And then you turn over to the other station and they go, you know, the Braves won last night. The Braves beat the White Sox last night. 13-9. And it was actually the White Sox pitcher Gomez who gave up 10 hits and 7 runs. And instead of the White Sox hitting 4 home runs, the Braves hit 4 home runs. Instead of the White Sox getting 4 runs in the fourth, the Braves got 6 runs in the fourth. Isn't that great about sports? And when Clemson and LSU play in a few weeks, whatever, we'll know who won the game. And at the end of it, now we might look at it from two perspectives. We'll probably look at it from a Clemson perspective. LSU radio, which I'm going to be on later this week, is going to look at it from LSU perspective. But we're not going to sit here and tell you that the game was different than it actually was. We will tell you the score of the game. Like, honest to goodness, I think they have body doubles. I think these guys were watching four different events. It's crazy, man. Like, well, I know you don't keep up with a lot. Try not to. Thank goodness you don't.
Oh, I do.
But like, honest to goodness, how can you look at it? Like, one of them said, oh, the body language told us this. And then you go over to another one and said, well, the body language told us something. Because the complete opposite. Can you imagine, like, Clemson driving down the field, the opening of LSU, and moving the ball right down the field? And Clemson's going 35 points. And on Monday, I'm going to come on and go, man, Clemson's offense coming up 35 and won 35-17 against LSU. I thought the offense had 500 yards to look good. And then Faxon comes on and say, man, Clemson's offense didn't look good. They didn't score 35. They didn't have 500 yards. Like, are you watching two different games? That's crazy to me, man.
for me, digesting politics is, I approach it the same way that I approach, let's say, Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah.
Breaking down why a 6-6 SEC team is good enough to make the playoff. I ignore the breakdowns. I block out anyone's opinion. I read the box score. I read the facts.
Yeah. Well, I guess we do it a little bit in sports. Like 10-2 is 10-2. But somebody who goes 10-2, like if Bama goes 10-2 and loses two close games, then they're going to say, oh, they belong in the playoffs. I guess we do a little bit in sports. But we don't change the whole stinking score. These guys yesterday were changing the score of the game, like who won and who lost. Like, what? We don't do that in the stock market. We can say, even though the Dow is up, I'm going to try to convince you the Dow is down. I guess we do it in weather. Try to convince you it wasn't going to rain and it rained, or vice versa. But if it rained, we didn't tell you that it didn't rain. That's crazy, man. To me, I just found it fascinating. It's almost like, and I was flipping back and forth. I mean, thank goodness we don't do that in sports. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. My good friend Frank says, hey, man, just wish everyone would wake up and realize this and think for themselves. I told you many times, I'm not going to teach Drake and Isla what to think. I'm going to teach them how to think. 2203 says, good morning, Mickey. 100% correct. Who do you believe now in politics? Same story, two very opposite viewpoints, KT and Athens. That's right. Like, how do you find anybody that you can trust through it all? Leonard says, Gamecock fans like politicians. They can celebrate a loss, say we only beat us, like you only beat us by 35. I got you. Let me get to some phone calls here. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'm going to do the State of the Union for some of these. Devin, hang on. Let me do one. Because yesterday I met a Georgia fan. I also met a guy that I knew before who says, you mentioned Georgia, I'm turning it. He was joking. But State of the Union for Georgia, I would be concerned this year about Georgia because there's so many new bodies and there's so many new faces. And at this point in time, I don't see a ton of unicorns. Like, I don't see Darnell Washington or Brock Bowers. I don't see those massive All-American first-round draft picks on defensive line. But I would be very encouraged if I was a Georgia fan long-term. Kirby's recruiting is going to be amazing. And I'm not breaking news with that. But also the retention at Georgia has been pretty good on the guys they want to retain. And the culture he's got there now, what he's trying to do now. And the other thing is, like, I'm looking around and I see some instability. And what's going to happen at Georgia? And Devin, hang on, man, because I'm going to get to the top of the hour. What's going to happen at Georgia is that I'm not sure Tennessee's going to be back. I'm not sure Alabama's going to be that. So maybe we'll have a new rivalry with Texas. And that's the thing about this. I don't think it's going to be Auburn or Florida's going to live up that level, but maybe you have a new little short-term rivalry. You know, Clemson and Bama had a rivalry for 4 or 5 years. And so it doesn't have to be Alabama. It doesn't have to be Tennessee. It doesn't have to be Florida. It doesn't have to be Georgia Tech, even though Tech's going to be interesting. But I'd be very encouraged by Georgia, but I just think the Georgia narrative is going to be changing because I think Texas is here to stay. Can't say the same about Alabama right now. Can't say the same thing about Tennessee, even though I think Tennessee comes back. Florida, it's just too early, man. Florida, everybody, I'm going to touch on Florida when we come back. Everybody got high on Florida. They were so down on Florida coming into the year last year. They got so down on Florida the first, and then Florida won a couple of games and Lagway looked okay. Like, oh, now Florida's going to be great again. Florida's got to go through that gauntlet again this year. And Napier could very easily not make it through this year. So I'm not ready to do that yet. But the point is, like, could it be Auburn? I don't know. Could it be Ole Miss? There's a budding rivalry out there somewhere. My gut is Georgia and Texas in the SEC. And so if you're Georgia, here's what you got to do quickly. You got to go subscribe to or go on Texas media boards because that might be your new rival. Let's get into that. So much more. Hour number 2 when you come back right after this.